The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
5 to 7, 5 to 6 in Brisbane. It hasn't taken long. I suggested this might happen yesterday, and it has. 3 Conservative MPs have now joined the Labor MPs and gone independent. What's this mean, Adam?
Yeah, 11 MPs then have deserted their parties. Do you know what? It was a calmer place when it got burned to the ground in 1834. At least Parliament is interesting at the moment. But yeah, you're right. 3 Conservative politicians joined the 8 from Labour. The 3 Conservatives all protesting about the handling of Brexit. The 8 from Labour protesting about both Brexit and an anti-Semitism problem in Labour. They don't believe the leader, Jeremy Corbyn, sorted it out. So it's an explosive sort of Parliament at the moment. But we are, as I speak, 37 days to Brexit Day, and here's a comment from a Scottish National Party MP, Ian Blackford, the leader of the SNP in Westminster. Really good comment, this, interesting. As he puts it, Westminster is broken, we're in the middle of a constitutional crisis, on the brink of a Brexit disaster, and yet this place is at war with itself, the Tories and Labour are imploding. Now, obviously, he's got an axe to grind, he's SNP, but still, good stuff.
Yes, it's most probably half accurate, at least. Look, I want to hear about the lottery winner. It's not you and it's not me.
It's not, but it's it'll be an Irishman. Maybe it's an Irishman we know. But, yeah, the biggest ever lottery.
Harvey's an Irishman with a sense of charity. Go on.
Let's hope so. Looking for a new best mate or two. But someone in Ireland has just won, with a Euro Millions ticket, this is the lottery that's played in 9 countries across Europe, he's just won, or she, has just won £153 million, or €175 million, or if you prefer, $280 million. Enough to buy everyone in Limerick 2 iPhone 10s.
Gilchrist, you are hopeless. Everyone in Limerick. Why did you... Oh, stop it.
Or a really, really cheap car. I mean, that would be the other. But that wouldn't quite have the impact, would it? You know what, as well? The odds of winning the lottery are ridiculous, but the odds of going bankrupt having won the lottery are 3-1 on. Do you know, 70% of lottery winners go bust. It's not worth winning, in other words. We're
as we are. This is madness. This is your madness segment. What did you say? 3-1 on? The bulk of people who win lotteries go broke. They gamble it.
70% of millionaires who win lotteries around the world go bust. How's that?
Sounds pretty dumb to me.
I'd like to give it a go.
Try me out. Try me out. I promise I won't blow it all up. All right, Adam, you're wonderful. Adam Gilchrist in London.